Let's check the Monday afternoon weather forecast with Mark Russo. He's at Earth Risk Technology, where he serves as their senior weather analyst. Mark, thanks for being with us. I've been watching pretty intently all day long a really well-formed storm that rolled out of the north and has moved across the Midwest and the nation's middle section down into Kentucky and Tennessee. Now, tell me about it, please.
Yeah, well, this is a complex that developed overnight across portions of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and then trekked to the southeast as we went through the overnight hours and now during the day here on July 13th. And this is a complex of several complexes that will be forming on the northeast periphery of this ridge of high pressure that's now kind of situated across the south central U.S. And it's pretty typical at this time of year, once we get this type of ridgier environment, you get these storm complexes firing up. But this one here over the past 12 hours, pretty unique in that it's actually held its ground for hundreds of miles here across the Corn Belt.
And you mentioned that it's one of many, is that right? So how often are we going to get these? And is it just over a short 24, 36-hour period or something longer?
Well, we see that here, at least as we go through this week, there's going to be more of these systems kind of primarily in the same region here as what we had over the past half a day or so, as these complexes fire up north in the areas of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and then track towards the southeast. And so and we see that here affecting, you know, much of Illinois here, Indiana, Ohio, and parts of Iowa, Minnesota. As we go into next week, it does look like that zone then shifts a bit more to the north. So actually, for some of the wetter areas here in Illinois, Indiana, Jason areas, it does look like there will be some relief here coming up, at least with the main rain development here shifting off to the north. So with the impressive rainfall totals here that we've seen in July, which is a continuation of June here in some areas, it looks like there will be a relief, but not until next week.
So we have a little heat, although it's not oppressively hot. We have some heat index warnings out there and watches for this afternoon, but it's a lot of humidity. But the temperatures haven't gotten horrible yet. What kind of conditions will we go through over the next week then?
Yeah, we are going to see temperatures kind of bounce around between normal levels on the quote-unquote cooler days and above normal levels to about 3, 4, 5 degrees, which is not very extreme, but it is happening here during the time of season when normals reach their peak. But, you know, as we go through corn pollination across the Midwest here, bottom line, we don't see any kind of major issues here evolving here, as there remains a lack of widespread or long-duration heat. There will be some heat at times in the western and southern parts of the Midwest, more fringe areas, kind of like what we're seeing here today, but we think that that's really the extent of things going forward from any kind of significant heat.
Hey, Mark, thanks so much for taking the time with me today. I do appreciate it. Oh. That, of course, is Mark Russo. He is the senior weather analyst at Earth Risk Technologies out of Chicago, Illinois. That wraps up the closing market report.